Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Another episode of New Money with Spencer and Solo. I'm Solo Cisse, and today we have a mixed bag. We're going to be talking to Denver Biddle, Javon Carey, and Gigi Townsend. So I'm going to leave it at that. But again, thank you guys for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I'm Spencer Dinwiddie.
And I'm Solo Cisse.
And this is New Money, brought to you by CoinDesk. Today, we are joined by three popular, obviously, social media presences, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Gigi Townsend. I am an actress and somewhat social media influencer. But one of the most popular things you could have seen me on this past year was portraying Cheryl Salt James on Salt and Peppa.
There's a little accent there. You catch that? That's why you laugh. You caught that.
I'm Carey. You know, I'm a social media influencer, comedian, producer, actor. I'm all on social media, so
versatile.
I can't say I'm not. But, you know, we out here. We doing what it do. I'm just getting to know my peoples here.
What's up, everybody? My name is Biddle, a hip-hop artist. I guess I'm a TikTok influencer. Probably know me most from my viral remix series, Sneaking in the Studio. Biggest remix was probably the What's Poppin' remix that I did, the Jack Harlow's thing. I had a trend that started back in, I want to say, like last October. 300,000 some videos made to it. It's pretty dope. So, just happy to be here.
Killer. So, you know, sometimes on this show we have like the same type of genre. Instagram models or, you know, YouTube guys, whatever. This is kind of a more varied show. So, could you guys discuss what you were doing prior to kind of the career you're in now and how it got to where you are now? Just a little background.
Honestly, for me, what I was doing prior to acting was playing with Barbies because I started when I was 7. So my grandfather from the Fifth Dimension group with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis back in the 60s, he was actually an instrumental part to helping me get into the industry. He introduced me to my first agent.
Well, see, I wish we was all like high class like that. You know?
Stop.
Hey, me too.
You know, but, you know, we just started treating social media like it was a hobby, at least for me in the beginning. You know, we had fun with it. And then we realized we can make it a business and, you know, go global with it. Yeah. So I see myself as already a global figure. I'm trying to get on all platforms, no matter where it's at or what it is, just to, you know, get seen.
Nope.
I'm still growing myself, so kind of feel like the little fish here. Before I started, like with music and everything, I was kind of just a regular 13, 14-year-old kid playing video games and sports and everything. I just had some friends in the neighborhood that were into like freestyling. Like whenever we'd be outside playing football, basketball, they'd be freestyling. And over time, it just started to pique my interest. I was a big fan of music always. And they were always rapping to beats of, you know, songs that were popular at the time that, you know, I used to listen to. So over time, I just, you know, started to join them and ask them, like, yo, where'd you get those beats from? And then they told me LimeWire, you know, back when LimeWire was popular.
LimeWire. Yeah, Soulja Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Soulja Boy did it first.
And, but yeah, just, you know, started downloading beats and remixing stuff back then. And it kind of just spiraled into, you know, what it is now, which is just, you know, doing remixes, you know, on social media, but then also making my own music too at the same time. So
I guess, like, my question would be kind of, how do you guys view social media? Like, how do you guys use it, right? Like, Gigi, you mentioned that you kind of were like, I'm kind of this, right? Like, humble, like, in terms of your approach to it.
Like, let's not say humble. She was royalty.
Yeah.
Royalty,
yeah.
Right? But, like, in terms of, like, how she uses her social media presence and platform that she has, you know, developed now, like, something that just came at after the fact of outside of what your passion was, being an actress and things like that?
Lately, I've gotten a lot of younger girls coming and asking for advice. So I feel like as of late, that's what I've been using it for. And like just trying to spread light into the world, because we all know how much of a dark place social media can be. I'll post, you know, daily inspirational things and people will hit me in my inbox like, thank you so much, I needed that. Or I've had quite a few girls going off to college, like, what would you say for a young girl that has a passion for acting or just getting into the entertainment industry, you know, in general? And one of the first things I always start off by telling them is knowing and understanding that you are enough first, because it's so easy to get caught up in this convoluted world of thinking that I have to be like this, I have to look like this, you know, I have to change myself. And throughout my journey acting and on social media, because I'm not going to say that I survived the wave of trying to compare yourself, because I definitely didn't. You know, I got caught in wanting to look like the girls with the bodies and, you know, this and that. And I can say that.
You ain't no slouch now.
You know,
come on.
Listen, I've been working hard, okay?
Hey.
But, you know, I wasn't always that person. Like, I'm in the gym, you know, every day now. And, you know, that was a change that I made. But there was a point in time where I was comparing myself and wanting to look like, you know, what we see highlighted on the Explore page and, you know, things like that. So, you know, I just try to be a real person on social media and my authentic self.
So a lot of it was kind of like just being what you didn't see enough of, right? Like, you know, there's not a lot of that. You know, we always talk about it. We've talked about it in 18 different episodes, whatever you want to call it, about how there's a saturated market for influencers, right? And like what that stereotypical influencer is rinse and repeat. But like, it kind of seems like your approach to social media has been different, even, you know, similar to you, right? Like a lot of your content is, you know, very relatable. And like, you want to talk about that a little bit as well?
Well, just like what she said, you know, people get on and it's a lot of copy and paste. With social media, what it was like 3-4 years ago is it's not the same now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are trying to be YouTubers, Instagrammers, or whatever the names are nowadays. But like you said, you just hop on there and you act like yourself, you be different.
Yeah.
You can't really be afraid of what to put out, because a lot of people put out the same stuff.
Yeah.
And you gotta be a little bit more natural and be willing to just like push anything, because a lot of people don't like to push their content.
You want to fail, kind of.
Yeah. So with me, I just push it. I don't think twice about it. I just throw it out there and see what happens with it. And then I try to collab with people, because collabing with people builds you as well. But Instagram, you know, with the activity and how it's going, it's just a lot harder to grow. It's a lot harder to put your content out there without Instagram, like, not showing enough people.
Yeah, shadow banning you, right?
Yeah.
Right. That was something that I've learned in the last couple of days from our like podcast episodes. I didn't know shadow banning was like a real thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I just posted basketball photos and thought I was like, cool. Like, y'all exposed me to a whole new thing. Tag photos, shares,
but
likes,
you see the difference
saved,
between LeBron's page and somebody who just posts pictures every day.
Oh, for sure.
And they can do it every single day and it won't hit as much as somebody like LeBron's status posting one picture a week.
Crazy.
And getting all that activity on Instagram. Everybody on Instagram has seen it. Like J-Lo, you see her. I know everybody's seen her.
I know. Listen, this new money brought to you by CoinDesk. We all deserve to see J-Lo. Stop playing with me.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But in like addition to that, you know, obviously social media, especially like, you know, nowadays, it's the way that we communicate. And we just kind of have to just acknowledge that. Because I feel like the more you fight it, particularly if you're trying to grow yourself a like a personal brand or a company or, you know, what have you, you're going to be behind the curve. You know, the people that do embrace it, the way that things are going now and really just in history, like as things change and evolve, the people that are always like ahead of the curve or like quick to adapt are the ones that succeed, right? So, you know, the sooner you hop on to what's going on, the better, you know, while maintaining your mental health, like, you know, as we kind of talked about earlier. But then at the same time, like with that, you know, use it as a tool, which is something that I've grown up, have like learned to see it that way and utilize it that way. Because, you know, you're younger and you don't really have your identity. It's really easy to look towards like social media and what you see and the kind of responses that you get on your posts and everything and associate that or like it kind of like everything all adds up as like, you know, your identity almost if you're not like really solid in who you are, especially like as somebody that really gains like traffic and attention that they can, you know, point towards their brand on social media. You just got to keep in mind that it is also very much a tool. And you got to use it as such.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that being said, like you've kind of spoke to how rapid the turnover rate is being, I guess, realistic and so using social media as a tool. And obviously all three of you guys do that extremely effectively. But like, what do you do to like stay relevant? Because obviously trends change so quick, even with now the rise of TikTok, right? You got 6-second videos, like things are shifting in 6 seconds now, not even as long as a YouTube video.
When I tell you keeping up with social media is a lot, there's a new app every month. And we have to hop on to each and every app just to be relevant. You know, it could drain some people.
Yeah.
But if you just have creativity that never runs out,
organic, yeah,
then it's a natural feeling. Like I can get on any app and go crazy. Yeah. But is it worth it?
I'm going to pause 1 second and say like, that was a little bit of a subtle flex. We sometimes call it subtle flex on this podcast because you said, I can hop on any app at any time and go crazy.
And be me.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people can't do that.
I mean, so, you go just like what you said, you got to get on there and bring a presence.
I ain't mad at it. I'm just saying, you flex on us a little bit. So I just wanted to.
I would consider myself an OG.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I've been doing it for like 5-6 years, man. So
say it again.
Social media is getting old to me.
He said he's been around here. He said been around.
Actually
is a good point,
too. This is a podcast for the people. Talk your trash.
That actually is a good point, too, though, because you were talking about, Spence had mentioned, like, you have 6 seconds to capture someone's attention, right? Like, for you, you in production, like, where do we go from here? Like, that's the one question. We haven't asked anybody that, but, like, how short can people's attention spans really get?
Real short nowadays. Like, TikTok is not. 6 seconds was never enough for me.
Where do you guys really think we go from here? Like, are we going back to pictures? What? Like, is like?
Well, supposedly I heard Instagram was taking pictures away.
What? No.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait. Is that breaking news on New Money by Coindesk? Oh my God, I'm plugging y'all something crazy right now.
Instagram feels threatened by TikTok, so they feel like they want to become an all video app and want to take away pictures completely. Instagram models, watch out. But
Instagram models are toast.
Wow.
It's over. No more selling creativity.
You know, they had that feature where you can hide your like, because a lot of people feel like they don't get enough like. Yeah. So that make them feel insecure.
They got too many apps.
Yeah. Oh,
to make yourself skinny.
Oh, that's what makes yourself skinny. I thought it was to enhance.
Oh, no, they got those, too.
They got both.
Damn, Gigi, let us know.
They got everything.
Give us the trick.
They got everything. Trust me.
I don't even know the shit to, like, cover your books and stuff. I ain't know all that.
Oh, no, they got everything.
I'm sorry, Denver. I feel like we alienated you a little bit. You want to chime in on these apps?
Nah, I was just listening. But, I mean, I'm on TikTok, Instagram. I'm on everything. More active on, like, Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. But as far as, like, where things are headed, I couldn't tell you, man. Like, you know, you always hear that, like, history repeats itself. So, like, you know, with Vine, that was kind of like the the intro to like the short form video. And like either it was a history repeats itself thing or it was just like it just wasn't the right time for it. Because now, you know, TikTok took that idea and ran with it. They started out with like, you know, the 15-second videos, and now that got increased to like a minute, and now they've like rolled out the 3-minute long videos. So like, who knows? Like maybe they're gonna have, you know, a feature where you can, it's like an IGTV YouTube length kind of thing on there. And they kind of just become like a one-stop shop. I'm not sure, but I know, you know, Instagram and YouTube are trying to compete with like YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels, because they felt, especially Instagram, feeling threatened with everybody complaining about organic reach, right? So they were like, all right, well, what can we do to make posting on our platform more enjoyable again? And then they dropped Reels, and now you got everybody and their mama dropping Reels, because it's like organic traffic is back now. You know what I'm saying? You can grow on Instagram by posting on Instagram. So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to watch though, for sure. Just everybody competing and like making new features to try to like wash out everybody else. So it's fun.
Instagram is trying to compete so much, they don't realize that they're still original with pictures.
Yeah, nah, I mean, I think that's exactly a statement to what we were talking about before the podcast started. Sometimes you try to compete too much, get too anal about certain things, you don't realize when you won.
You take away pictures, what else are we going to enjoy on Instagram?
Right.
Hey, listen, we all enjoy a good picture now, but to that point, or have a little segue, right? You guys all have experience in other forms of producing content, right? TV, movie, etc. How is that different from the social media hustle? Oh, no, we'll start with you, Royalty. We'll start with you, Royalty. You the stage.
Superstar?
I mean, it's different because it's not just you putting out your content. You're going up against, in my case, the other girls that fit your criteria, or, you know, the breakdown of the character. And then beyond that, you're, you know, proving yourself to the executives, and then you're being signed off by the networks. And, yeah, you know, there's so many different leaps to get to even walk on to set, to, right, you know, sign your deal memo. There's so many different things that you got to go through before. And even before you get the audition, your team submits you. And then the casting director says, okay, yeah, I want her to come read, you know. So versus Instagram, it's like you can, you know, come up with a script and cash your friends and, yeah, you know, throw it out and it blow up, and you know, create overnight.
Is it part of your package, like your social media presence, when it's, we want her to come back? What is the selection process like really like? Obviously, you might have some sort of profile. You get a sense for like who this person is on paper. Mm-hmm. But is that social media presence an additional validating point?
I don't personally know. But maybe.
You could speculate.
Maybe, yeah, not.
Sure. Not offer any advice, financial, you know, advice.
Yeah.
New money.
Perhaps,
you getting better at plugging the podcast now. He didn't, for the first like 8 episodes, he never plugged it. So I'm always like, new money by CoinDesk. But now he's getting better at it. Sorry. But go ahead. Nice.
But yeah, no, I can't personally speak to that. I don't know. But maybe. Yeah.
I mean, the only real difference is you get to choose to do whatever you want on the social media side. But people in the industry, it's still kind of like having a job. You know, you're still getting told what to do and all this other stuff. It's fun, but, you know, they don't realize that it's work first. People outside the industry, when you in there, you realize it's work. But it's the same thing with social media. It's work, but you just more of your own boss.
What would you guys tell your younger selves? Like in your life now, based off of where you guys have gone, like what would you guys tell your younger selves? Like, right, social media has changed a ton since you've been in it, right? Like you said, you're OG, you've been in it, right? You own it, you pop in any place you go, right? So like, what would you tell your younger self, like coming out and stuff like that? What
I wish social media was popping when, it kind of was, but I wish it was popping when I was in high school. I'd have been a whole different guy.
That sounds like multi-million. That's what that sounds like.
I'd have been a whole different guy. It's just throughout the years, we learn how to express ourselves a little bit differently. So I would just tell my younger self, go out there more. Stop being afraid of what you think you are afraid of.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of people that fear stuff before they even experience. Yeah. So I would say just don't fear anything. Because right now, I feel like I can't fear nothing. But when I was younger, I felt like it was competition with everybody. And I felt like a lot of people was in a better stage than me, so I had to get there.
No, I think that's a dope lesson and something that we can sorry, Denver, I'm going to kick to you in a second, but something that we can give to the users. Obviously, on New Money by CoinDesk, we're not just about, obviously, the new money and how people monetize themselves, but also the educational process of that. And what you talked about in terms of not having fear applies across all industries, all demographics, male, female, ethnic, non-ethnic, whatever you want to call it. Like, we all struggle with certain personal fears that sometimes hold us back, but you know, what we realize is on the other side of fears is all that opportunity, and sometimes just going through that door will help us reach a higher self in a sense. So, you know, I think that was a great lesson. Sorry, Denver, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, you're good. I was just going to say that, you know, I pretty much agree with that. I actually put a story on my Instagram yesterday just talking about being a perfectionist versus having standards. I feel like a lot of times people, for whatever reason, usually for like fear of judgment, or just like overthinking, having like, you know, just that anxiety, they make the excuse of being a perfectionist when really it's just, you know, they're just afraid. They just have that fear. And like, I feel like that's almost a fine line sometimes, right? Like having a certain standard for like maybe your social media content, some like music or whatever your art form is, versus being too afraid to put something out. I feel like once it crosses that quality threshold that you set for yourself, then everything after that is preference, taste, or whatever. But you have to set that so that you don't get caught up in this trap of trying to be like perfect, because that doesn't exist. Like, get that in your head right away. Stop being fearful, you know, just execute, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, or really 10 times out of 10, like, people don't care. And if they do care, they don't care about it enough or long enough, because people's attention spans are so short. So like, just put it out there, whatever it is.
It's kind of like talking to a girl, you know, she can only say yes or no.
I know. Listen, we may not on New Money by CoinDesk give you financial advice, but we will give you dating advice. And so—
Oh my, you wouldn't do that right now?
To the OG's point, hey, all she can say is yes or no.
One thing that I was curious about you guys is kind of, obviously we are on New Money, plugged it 8 times this episode, but in general.
I like that y'all say money a lot too.
Yeah, that's, you know, well, let's talk about money, right? Let's talk about money, right? So like, what do you guys, in terms of like how you guys monetize this reach or your platform and things like that, how do you guys do that, you know, respectively in your guys' fields?
Well, this should be addressed to the both of them. Listen, I don't even have reels on my page. So like, I'm probably the worst person. That's why I said kind of social media influencer, because like, I'll be in videos with my homeboys, but like,
ain't been no video in about 4 years.
No, but I did do videos, yes. So that's actually how we met. We would do like mashup videos. He was in, where were you, Texas?
Yeah.
And I was in Cali, and we would do like videos.
Oh, she would send me videos, uh-huh. So I put them together. So
yeah,
that was collabing back then. Uh-huh. When we didn't live in the same state, we would send videos and put the videos together and make it seem like we were together.
Yeah. So
I saw one the other day with you and the dancing lingerie video.
Oh, that one was so funny. Yeah, every so often I see him like pop up on Twitter too. Hilarious. But yeah, no, I'm probably the worst one to ask about monetizing on the Instagram. So I'm gonna throw it to you.
You sounds like you got to answer. What you got?
Man, like I'm actually like learning myself, like how to really transition into a entrepreneurial mindset. Like, my biggest forms of monetization have really just been like, you know, different brand deals. You know, for the most part, those are handled by way of like, you know, like a media kit and a price sheet that I have. And it could be anything. It could be music involved. It could be, you know, just like acting-ish, you know, like just some kind of skit or whatever. Promotional posts, just me announcing or co-signing a product or a service or whatever, or a combination of all of that. And then, you know, obviously like streaming for music. And then that's really been it. Those have been the two most consistent. Looking to build out other forms of monetization, but let y'all know how that goes as it continues to build.
I mean, we still waiting to hear from you, OG.
Yeah. Oh. Well, ask me the question again. I got lost in his
wisdom.
Very simply, talk about the bag and how social media gets you to the bag. That's what the viewers want to
know. Consistency, for one. I feel like the biggest bag on social media so far is YouTube. Yeah. You can put content, no matter how long it is, on there and make good money on there. Instagram, it took me a while, so I'm not going to say much on Instagram, but now they're getting to a stage where it's easier to pay people for doing content on there. And I think you have to have up to 3 minutes on that, Facebook and YouTube, to even get monetized. You have to have a certain amount of watch hours on YouTube. I think it's like 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers.
Is there a manual somewhere?
YouTube University.
YouTube University.
Yeah, YouTube. You can learn everything on there. I'm not going to say everything you can learn, but you can learn a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Do not seek financial advice on YouTube.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you definitely can. You can seek all types of advice. Just dating advice, new money by CoinDesk, but we are low-key.
He ain't letting that go.
Hey, nah, we low-key a dating show, because our last episode talked about how Instagram is the number one dating app in the world. So
the only person that hasn't answered is, she threw the law back to OG, but I'm trying to hear what royalty got. Like, what's it look like in acting then? Like, or in general, like, how do you actors, like, you know, coming up and stuff like that? Like, where do you guys look for revenue sources and stuff like that?
I mean, we look for revenue sources with what we book, you know, our acting gigs. One of these two, you know, knowledgeable gentlemen want to write me a manual so I can get some of that new money by CoinDesk.
Oh,
via Instagram.
Listen.
Let the kid know.
New money by CoinDesk. Just based off that, you know, right now I'm going to take the time to plug Caxi app, because that's what me and my boy Soul have co-founded. Granted, because Gigi is the first person to plug new money by CoinDesk. Thank you. On her
CoinDesk.
I think we need to, Joanna, we need to get her a endorsement, sponsorship, something like that.
CoinDesk, you know.
Too late. We only get money the first year. No, but we're coming up on time. You know, I want to thank you guys. Obviously, this is a show that we want people to feel comfortable on. We have varied talents here with, obviously, Denver Carey and Royalty Gigi on New Money by CoinDesk. Again, I mean, we have plugged this more than we ever have in any show. But I want to thank you guys again. I'm Spencer Dinwiddie with my co-founder, Solo Cisse. We're signing out. Just want to thank you again for joining.
Thank you.
CoinDesk, by the way, you know.
Maybe you can get like a fractional share or something. Gigi gets everything else.
I shout you out.
No money for Javon.
But free dinner at New Surrey.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Steak dinner.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.